author comment. This is Ben Lockman, and I'd like to offer a few comments to the article, Why the Central Dogma Isn't, appearing in the September 2014 issue of Bioprocess International. As I wrote this article, it struck me how almost 60 years ago in print, and actually more than 60 years ago in thought, Francis Crick developed and refined his hypothesis bearing the name the Central Dogma. Of course, the time was right in the 1970s, where there happened to be a particularly science-captivated public, and new ideas such as modern physics, including relativity and quantum mechanics, and anything related to human genetics was absolutely fit for cocktail discussions and university quad pontification. The problem, as I elucidate in this short piece, is that the terminology, central dogma, is an incorrect turn of phrase, because that which is dogmatic is inherently incontrovertible. This likely stemmed from an overly ambitious hypothesis that there would be some simple law, a grand unified theory, of DNA leading to protein coding. It's easy to get swept up in that sort of excitement, and indeed in medicine, we see many potential treatments get branded as the next miracle cure until the results of patient randomization indicate that they are no better than placebo. So it is with this phrase. Unfortunately, even Crick understood his gaffe and corrected it in print, but the wake of it still ripples through almost every textbook and primer on the topic. In science, what we do is to develop hypotheses and attempt to falsify them by experiment and keep the theories which stand up repeatedly to the scientific method. Though the phrase hasn't stood up to the test, the nature of the science behind Crick's work has proved profound over the decades. Our language correctness should match the correctness in scientific practice that we strive for. Thanks for reading.